This episode of Dear Young Queen is sponsored by eBay. Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say Authenticity Guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Dear Young Queen, the podcast.
Okay, here we go. Dear Young Queen and Mary Mother Floyd.
Welcome to Casa Lex with that energy. Let's go.
Well, you know, when your initials are MF, you know, you can't help it, you know?
Because she's an MF-er.
Yes.
Mary said she wants that down and dirty, seductive, sexy.
They still want you to talk dirty to them.
Yes. You know, I can get down and dirty with you, okay? This is the quiet storm with Alexis.
The quiet storm. Remember that? Yes.
You got to catch us right now in the midnight love section.
Yes.
Before about 4 o'clock and it turns to church. Gets crazy over here on BET late night.
The quiet storm.
Quiet storm. Quiet storm. Quiet storm.
All right, I have a bummer.
No, but dead ass. BET really needed to have fixed that transition between like the tip drill video and the church.
Oh my goodness.
It was like right. Wild. Uncut.
It was a wild change.
Uncut. It was like,
yeah.
It was uncomfortable. I like these colors.
I did too, actually.
Yeah. Good job, Mary.
You set it off.
You like did this.
I inspired you guys today.
You really did.
When I walked in the door. We really need to shout out Lexus sneakers is who we need to shout out.
What are those, the Grinches?
Yes.
Straight from the source.
From the source.
That's right. That's right.
We have a Virgil Leeson.
Of course, you know.
Did then you flex gotta, that, or it comes like that?
We got to flex it. You got to add a little, you know, Lex touch to it.
You have an interesting.
She had to Lexify it.
Oh yes,
she had to Lexify it.
I like that.
Ooh, sexify it, Lexi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sexify and Lexify.
On the quiet storm.
All these lexisms.
On the quiet storm.
Yes.
It's a good day.
It is. It's absolutely.
A better day because Mary is sitting here.
I know. It's good to have you on this side, by the way. You know, friend of Casa Lex, friend of all of ours.
And big friend of the show.
Big friend of the show.
You guys don't know is that from the very first episode that Alexis and I did, we have had Mary here with us, really just a friend that has been so invested and so supportive in what we're doing and like this baby of ours that it's who she is. It's really just who she is. We've been wanting her on the show, but she's been kind of like fighting it because she's like, well, I don't know what you guys want to talk about. And for me, it was obvious.
Yeah.
Mary is the strong friend.
Absolutely.
Mary is the supportive friend. Mary, I feel like, is like if you go in the dictionary and like look up the word friend,
there's like a tiny little picture that they took from Toronto
and put it in the English dictionary.
That's right.
And it was your little face, like little Mary, like this. Dictionary. Aww.
Yes, with a little heart.
Lex, tell us who we have sitting next to us.
Her whole name? I mean, I don't know if, because it's.
I mean, I think it's appropriate. I think it's appropriate.
I don't even know this. What's your full name?
Mary Ann. Come on.
Wendy.
Snow Blossom.
Fort Manning. Floyd.
I love it.
No.
All of the above.
Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mary Ann.
Ann.
Wendy. Snow Blossom. Fort Manning. That's what's on my birth certificate. Floyd.
Bonampa.
I think this is very simple. Your family couldn't stop fighting over who you were going to be named after. And your mother said, enough, all of you. No?
No, I think my mom was in like a major hippie moment.
Yeah.
Growing up on an apple orchard in rural outside of Toronto, you know?
In Canada.
And she was inspired by nature, you know, trees, apple blossoms,
and the wind,
the snow, the wind. And she just thought, You know what?
Let me just throw that in there.
I'm just going to give her every name that comes to mind. And I was her first daughter. And and she put that on my birth certificate.
So wait, but Marianne is somebody in your family.
Marianne is my mom's name.
Okay, fine.
So you're technically a Jew.
Let me just start off by saying, you know, I am mixed, right? My mom is white. My dad is black. He's from the Caribbean. But growing up as a mixed girl, where you're trying to like figure out your identity and where you fit in, kind of identifying with your, you know, Caribbean side, but having the name Marianne is a little like difficult. Yes, you know what I mean? Yes. And I won't lie. I remember being like in my early teens, I always wanted to change my name. Like always.
Really?
And it was the most just opposite name that you could ever imagine.
Very far from Mary. Like maybe sometimes you were Marissa.
No, I was like Letitia. I was a little bit more of like a Letitia. I know my sister would chuckle about that because no, real talk, that was the name.
Hilarious.
We were confused, you know?
No, you weren't confused. This is a very mixed person problem. My father, who was a mixed man, but only had a relationship with the black side of his family, went to college and would lie and say that his name was Lorenzo because he too felt that it would identify him. Like, I'm of color.
Yes.
Like, my name is Lorenzo.
Yeah.
And my mom, obviously, knew his name wasn't Lorenzo, would see him doing this and like laugh to herself, but also understand the identity moments that he was having.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, you're not the only little mixed kid out here lying and saying that your name is something else.
I was like, what? Marianne? You know, I mean, obviously, I know I'm named after my mom and it's an honor and it's amazing. But I definitely had my moments growing up where I was just like, Marianne, you know, like, what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
it didn't always, you know, to be, you know, just, you know, for all, it just didn't resonate with me all the time.
Yeah.
But no, it's great. And I feel super happy that I have friends that embrace it. Like literally when I call Alexis, my entire name comes across
her
screen.
I'm here for it.
And it goes like a ticker. Like no, it's her, amazing. Her and Gio.
And I said, please put it all in. I want it all in. And if she calls me right now, low key, you'll see it like literally just go by like a ticker.
I want to do it too.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I have a middle name that like no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm named after my grandmother. And I was very for a long time, like nobody. If you know my middle name, then you know me.
Yeah.
Like, you damn near my family.
Yeah.
Like I had friends I had known for years that didn't know my middle name unless they saw my license. And in the last 2 years, I've really embraced what an honor it is to be named after my grandmother.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when you said that, I felt it. But how long did it take you to get to that point?
Well, Fort is also part of my grandmother's name. That's part of my name, too.
Okay.
So that resonates with me also because I was very close with my grandmother.
Yeah. But how long did it take you to then embrace Marianne? If you were, you know, when you were younger going through some different identity things, you weren't embracing it.
I mean, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I feel like the Toronto me is like Marianne. If I was standing somewhere and somebody said, Marianne, I would turn around like, I only know them from like, from Canada. Yes. I'm like, wait, who's that? You know what I mean? I feel like once I came to the U.S. and got dropped and I became like Mary. So like, if I hear Marianne, it's like 21 and below. If it's Mary, it's like 22 and above. Yeah. So it's funny.
Damn. So just so I can get the seasons one more time. Windy.
Snow. Blossom. Fort.
Okay. No. So Windy, Snow, Blossom. We're the elements.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm January, baby. Right?
Where are you born? Yeah, it's windy.
So snow. Blossom. I tell you, my mom grew up on an apple orchard with apple blossoms that blossomed like every spring. So I feel like that's where blossom came from. The windy was, I just guess, super random. I guess, you know, maybe the wind was blowing the day I was born. I don't know.
But also, like, on its own, Wendy Snow Blossom is
it's not
full name.
Wendy. It's windy. Oh, W-I-N.
Got it.
Yes.
Like,
Wendy.
Wendy.
Not Wendy like the Burger King.
We're really talking about the elements.
The elements.
But I'm an air sign.
Oh, my goodness.
Did we just do that?
I just had an aha moment. My mom is majorly into astrology. She's that mom. It's like, oh, you met somebody? When was he born?
Yeah.
What time? Ask him. You know? Yeah. She's that mom, 100%.
Okay, well, you learn something new about your friends every day. That is actually kind of amazing to me. And now I will not feel so bad if, like, I want to load my daughter with, like, three middle names. Because I've thought about that before.
Really?
Okay, wait. Have we heard her middle name yet?
Yeah. No, can we hear it?
No.
Why?
Because I don't share it. I will tell you and Alexis, but we're on a camera right now. There's lots of people watching.
I know. I'm feeling really vulnerable. I just put out my
Ashley whole, Nicole.
Like, my whole government name.
You got right it. Now. I'm Ashley Nicole, like all the other Ashley.
I knew it.
And what is your driver's license?
Just Marianne Floyd.
Okay.
The only thing all my names are on is like my birth certificate, not my passport, not my
got
license.
It.
And anything. In my
got
phone, it. And our other girl.
Like at
phone.
School, they didn't have like, they didn't.
Yeah, roll
like,
call.
Can Marianne Wendy Snowblossom Fort Manning please come to the office? Like, no.
You have to respect and love your mother for it.
That's kind of some G shit. Well, you haven't had kids yet, but I'm just saying to think when you're in the hospital and you're filling out the paperwork and you're actually there. Sitting there putting these names in and you're handing that over to the nurse and they look at that shit and they're like, bitch,
what is all of this?
You know what I mean? She really put that down.
Yeah. And the nurses really took it back to the nurse's station.
And they're going to talk about it.
Did they talk about me? They might have
talked about me. They didn't talk about you, but they talked about your mom for sure.
No, actually, you don't.
She gave a natural birth at home in the apple.
Yeah, I think she might have had me at home,
actually. Like, home birth. We just going to submit this.
She might have had me at home.
Yeah, submitted the papers a week later. I think she was born on Friday, but it's okay if you put Saturday.
Exactly.
No, just kidding. We know that's what they gave. Such a great fact to have about yourself.
Yeah.
When someone's like, what's something people don't know about you or whatever? You blow away the table and full of like, oh, I tap dance. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Full of shit that people have surprising things about themselves.
Yes.
You will win every round without it being some wild, obnoxious thing. It's just a little unheard of. And it's not like she gave you bad names that are like Boo Boo the Fool or nothing. Like, they're rooted in something. It's reflective of who she is. Like, it carried with you in your life, like that has to be your like secret fact that you share more.
You're like, wait a minute, this name kind of suits you a little.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Because I think about it, it's just like, actually, you have got, that's you. Listen, if you ever need a fun fact in your mind blank, call me.
All right.
I will remind you that this is your forever fact. Like, this is your forever fact.
All right.
Hey, Red, what are you up to?
Just making sure all the M&M's gifts are wrapped and the ball is filled.
Remember that one holiday party when we had no M&M's?
Oh, boy, I still have nightmares.
The cookies?
Yeah, you used all the M&M's candies that were meant to decorate the party treats, to decorate snowmen. You did it again, didn't you?
They do look cute, though.
Bringing cheer, M&M's for all fun kind.
I was always a big Raptors fan. I was.
Yeah, but remember that the Grizzlies used to be in Canada, too.
Vancouver.
But also, you grew up in the era when the Toronto Raptors were a thing.
The Vince Carter era.
Fire, uniforms, colors.
Yeah. The actual Raptors.
The Raptors.
The team.
Yeah. Vince Carter. And his, yeah, that was a moment.
Yes.
You guys were killer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to work in the city. I used to go to work and walk to the arena and go to those games.
That's dope.
Yes, I was a Raptors
fan. Is there much more
fan.
To do in Toronto?
Caravana, right? What's the call?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Caravana, that was like, that was the highlight of the summer.
Let's talk about it. I said this last year. Ladies, if your man wants to go to Caravana with his friends, don't let him do it.
Why?
Well, Mary, let's talk about Caravana. What's Caravana like?
It's not even just Caravana. I think, you know, for a long time, Toronto as a city really like went under the radar because like, you know, it's another country. It's cold. It has a reputation for being cold. It need a passport. People didn't like really venture there. So they had no idea that it was this gem of a city with some really bad bitches.
Hey.
So Caravana was lit. It's a Caribbean festival. It's a carnival, a parade along the lakeshore in costumes, floats, the whole nine yards. First weekend in August, that long weekend, it was Caravana weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like that was it.
Drake also turned that into OVO weekend now.
Yeah. So he combined it with like OVO Fest, so it like it segued into like.
So now it's like men have all this excuse to like go to OVO Fest, but really it's Caravana Weekend with all these scantily clad, half naked, beautiful women, just flyness. Where they just like, okay, let's talk about it. Actually, Lex, you remember when we both were dating men that played for the Knicks? There were 5 cities that we couldn't go to. And Toronto was one of them.
Toronto was definitely one of them. Miami was another one.
It was Miami, Toronto, D.C.,
D.C.,
Houston, and L.A. And that's how you knew where the chicks were. Chocolate City, D.C.
Yeah.
Toronto, I love D.C. Houston, and Miami. And the dudes all had a pact that, like, your wife or girlfriend wasn't allowed to go.
Hey, some people caught wind of it a little sooner than others.
Yeah. Wow. So... Slash his tires. I'm just kidding. Let him not make it to the airport. No, I'm just kidding. Trust your man.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, they're going to do out of it.
Yeah. I don't really feel that way, but it's funny to joke about that.
It is.
No, it's a good city. It's a good city. It's beautiful. It's kind of like a cross between like a Chicago, New York, you know, because it's like a city on the lake and, you know, it's just good vibes.
It is.
Good vibes. And it's really diverse, like a melting pot. So it's just a vibe. It's good vibes.
What then made you leave such a wonderful city?
To be honest, I think, you know, for whatever reason, I think I was always intrigued by what was on the other side of my border. Even my sister, when she went to college, she was in Windsor, which was like right on the border of like Detroit and Ontario. And then, you know, I fell in love and moved to Florida.
So did you fall in love in Canada or you already were here?
No, I was in Canada.
And he was like, well, I'm bringing you with me to the States.
Let's go.
Duh. I'm going to Miami from Toronto.
I know.
They don't even have winters there. Sign me up.
No, and I had come here like once. I'd come here like once before that. I think that was my first like real trip on a plane was coming to Miami.
He flew you out.
No. No.
That's literally the definition of getting flued out.
Exactly.
No.
One way.
No, I came with a girlfriend. And I was like, we came for like a kind of like a spring break type trip.
Yeah.
And so when you do something like that, you leave your sister in Canada, your family in Canada, like what?
Yeah.
You just come to a new country. I'm not trying to sound dramatic. I do understand that Canada is just north of us. But also a new country is actually new things.
Yeah.
These are new people, senses of humor, like. It is different. Obviously, there's no language barrier, but you're still in a different place.
Well, there's not, but there kind of is when you come to South Florida because everybody thought I was Latin when I came down here. So everybody's initially speaking Spanish to you as, you know, you speak Spanish. I'm like, no, I don't. So that, you know, that was different, but yeah, came down here. It was definitely an adjustment, but I was really lucky. I met really good people like right off the bat. And I went home a lot. Yeah. And I did go home. I did go back and forth a lot. Because, it's not that far. It's only a 3-hour flight. So,
yeah, it's not bad.
And you didn't get any trouble here. So they let you go through the border every time.
Oh, I mean, eventually I definitely got deported once. The guy turned around once. Got, you know, like
what?
Eventually.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody acts like Canada's such a tough border to get into. Like, oh my gosh, they don't let anybody in. Bro, no, this border, like coming into here, is not easy either.
How did you get deported?
I was.
You want to learn about Mary, huh? I learned her name. Now you're going to learn some things about her here.
I mean, I'm not technically deported. I did not get deported. I got denied access.
Yeah, I'll say that. They sent you back home.
Yeah, got denied
access. They said, actually, you got to get back on this plane and go back to
Canada. Well, I had driven across because I was visiting my sister at school, actually, in Windsor. So I was driving to Detroit and I was going to fly out of Detroit. And because it was like less expensive.
Of course.
And I got to the border and they like searched the car and I was actually pregnant at the time. And they just questioned like my ties to Canada. Like,
as like what you transporting?
You know, I was just coming to the country. I was never going to go back. And, you know, they were like, you can't come through. And they sent me back.
And I wonder if you're, now that I'm thinking about it, if the belly and your baby made you look like you were trying to escape.
You know what I mean? I gotta go.
We're struggling over here.
Yeah, I gotta go. And they were like, oh no, we can't let her leave.
No, I was, like I said, my sister was at school right there at the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you're like,
it's just a little like hop, skip, and a jump away. It was not that serious.
And they didn't let you in.
No.
And how long then before you could come back into the country? Like, is it just up to the discretion of that person?
Yes,
or do you have 100%. To, like, go and get new paperwork?
No, 100%. 100%.
She was there 100%. The next weekend.
Then there was another time where they stamped a little piece of paper to my passport and said I had to be back home within 30 days. Yeah, like, no, they definitely would give me a hard time. Wow. It used to be so stressful.
And so then when did you, how long were you existing in the world with pretend dual citizenship?
I mean, until I got married and then it wasn't a, you know, then obviously it wasn't a problem anymore.
Got it. Yeah. Understood. How much did you have to pay him to marry him? I just kidding.
A lot.
90-day fiancé.
Did you have children before you got married?
Well, my first two kids I had in Canada. Actually,
so they didn't have citizenship.
They will, like, they automatically have citizenship. It's just a matter of filing the paperwork.
But it's because their dad is from there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but they were actually born in Canada, my first two.
So then do they maintain dual citizenship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
and then Layla just has one.
She does. Really just, I just need to, like, file the paperwork and she'd have
both. You're her mom.
Yeah.
So if you're born in this country and one parent has citizenship in another country, you automatically can get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do now with, like, everyone that's here in Miami, for example. If you're Jamaican, go file that paperwork. Go get your dual citizenship or what, you know, wherever you're from. They're trying to push that now a lot more.
I can't speak exactly how it works now.
Yeah,
you know
either.
What I mean?
I can't
at the
either.
Time when I had my kids, that was the case. So I can't really speak on the laws and how it works like now, but.
Got it. That's super scary, Alexis, actually, when I think about it. Because can I tell you what they're about to do with all these Jamaicans?
What?
Not let them back in.
I agree with that.
They're telling them to go get their citizenship.
So they can
document
it.
When they try to come back, they're going to say,
it's hard.
You can't come back in, and you have that stay there. They, like, basically they're trying to put out a state of emergency for Black people in this state.
In Florida. It's scary. Yeah.
Fuck Ron DeSantis. I hate this.
Yeah. Back to our politics conversation.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
It's definitely about to be a shit show.
This shit show.
We need to go to Canada.
Guys, come on, let's go.
We should go to Canada.
Yes.
Yes. I'm trying to go for Carabana.
Let's plan it for this summer. You may not want to come back.
Who's not supposed to be there? Because it don't be a bunch of single men. It'd be a bunch of men like, ooh, it's the weekend. I'm out. Like, let me escape. It's wild. So anyhow, wow, Mary. You really cheated the system.
Chico. Can you just cut that part out? You know what I mean? I'm not a citizen yet, and I would like to stay and not get kicked out. So you could just X that part out, okay?
We won't throw you under the bus, sis.
You didn't really get citizenship when you got married?
No, I'm a permanent resident.
How come you don't get citizenship when you got married?
Because you're a permanent resident.
I have to, like, I have to apply and get citizenship.
Oh, you just didn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just haven't.
She's just like, I'm just a permanent.
And maybe I don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay?
No. Yeah. You're like, this is actually beneficial over here.
I thought automatically that happened. I didn't know that you actually have to go.
It's all a matter of paperwork. You know what I mean? You
got it.
You have to apply. There's a certain amount of years. I can't remember if it's like 8 years or 10 years. You then can apply for your citizenship. It's all about paperwork, babe. You know?
It's
filing paperwork
her motivation.
And paying a fee. And like,
because I feel like 90 Day Fiancé, for example, they be on that paperwork prior. Let's get engaged to get married. You know, it's a different kind of motivation. So it's like, we learn something every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I wasn't expecting to talk about this. I'm not gonna lie, nor was I expecting the whole name thing. So, like, I'm way out of whack right now. I can't.
It's good.
Out of whack. Boom. I know where I started. Okay. I was talking about how supportive she has been to us in the show. It's actually how the episode started before we got that name drop, mic drop that you just dropped on us. I was saying how you're super supportive, how I love. How you have shown up and supported me from the day that I met you without even knowing anything about me. I could genuinely feel your support in person, online, through text messages. Like, it's just like, why does she care about me? Like, why does she like me? Like, why is she doing this for me? And sometimes you can look at people and automatically feel there's an intention there.
Mm-hmm.
They want something, they need something, or they're setting up for the ask. Because people do that too. People do like a nice little setup. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I supported you twice. Will you come to da-da-da-da-da? And it's like, she got me. And I think that in the beginning, I was like, well, why is she so nice? Like, why is she so, I don't understand why she's so supportive. And then I was like, oh, no, that's who she is mm-hmm. to everyone in her life. And I think that's beautiful. But do you always get that same support reciprocated?
I mean, I do in some ways, you know what I mean? I think it's more my nature. I think I'm an energy person. And so I kind of know right away when I resonate with somebody. Mm. Like, it's really kind of like an uncanny, like,
yeah.
ability. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I could be wrong.
Of course.
And I'll be like, have to check myself and be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was, you know, maybe I was being judgmental in that moment. I kind of like this person or, you know, whatever, whatever. But a lot of times it really is. It's an energy thing. Like, I know when I'm drawn to somebody, it's like, oh, you know, I could fuck with her. I could. Yeah. And I don't know. I think it makes me happy to support people and be there for people. It's just kind of like a second nature.
It's like, particularly as I'm in the stages of working out my own projects and my own business ventures and things like that, that's actually when you're most aware of who's supporting you and who's not. There are people that will watch and celebrate you only when you win, mm-hmm. like only when they see the trophy or only when they see Correct. The recognition. And I just don't see that in you, and you don't realize how special and unique that is in a world full of people that are just like waiting for it to be at the highest level, waiting for that moment to purchase or support or promote what you have going on. And I just feel like you should know, as second nature as it feels to you, that it is a big deal mm-hmm. to others that are receiving your support. Because it's like sometimes people who are closest to you don't even know how to show up for you because they see you get up and grind every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just like who you are. It's a part of your nature. You workaholic or whatever. And when you tell them you have a big event or something, they may or may not come. It doesn't mean that they don't love you or whatever. It just may not be how they show up.
Mm-hmm.
When a stranger comes out and shows up and supports you, I always feel like you feel it deeper because you had no reason or loyalty or whatever to have to be here. You really chose this. And for the party that you're supporting, it means the world because I poured my soul into it.
Mm-hmm.
For someone to receive it, to go out of their way, to take their time, to spend their money, all of those things to show up, it's like, damn, my cousin didn't even, like, my sister didn't even. You start really understanding what that means to you to be supported.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure that you know how much it means and that we feel it and that we're aware that mm-hmm. you don't have to. That we're aware that this isn't what everybody does.
Yeah.
And that you get your flowers while you're so busy handing them out all the time. We value you and we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And your support is unmatched.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
As a water bearer, because I'm also an Aquarius like you.
Yes.
I do feel like, well, we have the tendency to go collect the water, like Sabrina said, for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then be very thirsty and dehydrated ourselves.
Yeah.
So, obviously, here on Dear Young Queen, this podcast about first and last. So, I have a last time question for you.
Okay.
When is the last time you felt yourself really show up for you?
Mm.
Was the last time you told yourself you were proud of yourself or celebrated yourself?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough. I mean, at this point in my life, I feel like, you know, like wearing so many hats, you know what I mean? So there's not like a lot of downtime to like pat yourself on the back mm-hmm. and be like, good job.
You just put a kid through school.
Mm-hmm.
This is your second one in 2 years.
Yeah.
They just graduated.
No, you raised them. They graduated. They're not troublemakers. Mm-hmm. They're going to school. They're chasing their dreams.
You definitely, you know, especially like we just had kids that graduated high school and my daughter graduated last year. And those are like super proud moments.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I think those are definitely moments where you know, when you have the time to sit back and like mm-hmm. rest for the week after all the events and everything.
Yes.
You are like, damn, wow, we did that.
Whew, right. Yeah,
you know, it's definitely fulfilling. A proud moment for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
There is that little moment of panic where you're like, oh shit, They're 18 now. What kind of adults are they going to be?
Yeah. You know
what I mean?
Exactly. Like now, what's next?
Who did I actually raise? Yeah. You know, like it's the time where you really kind of get to see everything that you've taught them, what's stuck, what hasn't, what kind of morals and values like you've instilled. And then you kind of have to sit back and see, because now they're adults and they're about to be the people that they're going to be. And as a parent, sometimes that's hard, you know, especially when you've been a little bit of like a helicopter parent, to kind of give up that power and trust that you did your job, you know, to the best of your ability, and that like they're going to be good. But you definitely, you know, definitely have that moment where you sit back and you're like, you know, okay, we did this. No, we did this.
Absolutely.
I did this.
Well, I asked that last time question because I was watching a like a TED talk or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. And the woman shared that particularly as women, when we make a mistake, we can be hung up on it for days.
Mm-hmm.
When we do something great and we have a win, we think it's what you're supposed to do. So we don't stop and celebrate it. And we have every excuse in the book, like you just told me, you don't have time, you don't have this, you don't have this, that we don't stop and say, wait, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I killed that. I'm good at that. But how quick we are to throw those compliments and that support at other people and won't pour it into ourselves. And I want to challenge you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
For every three people that you show up extra for, that you whatever, that you do one small thing for yourself. Not saying you don't take care of yourself. Not saying you don't do all the things, because you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to feel some of what we feeling,
because
it feels so good and you're good at it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I don't know. I challenge you, Mary, I think to show up and not write the excuses, because it's something that I myself am going to practice, particularly as like an Aquarius. Like something good happens and I'm like, well, it could have been better. It didn't go this way, this way, this way, this way. And I may not say it out loud, but in my mind, I'm like, oh, thanks so much. But then like, I've already moved on.
I just want to say, accept your challenge. Absolutely. I think
you do?
100%. I already know, like, it's not comfortable for me to take a compliment or like, you know, things like, so I know, like, I definitely need to work on that.
And you're not alone in that, which is why I brought it up.
But I don't know. It's fulfilling for me to watch the people that I care about and love succeed. And that does fill my cup. It fills my cup to like, come and support you and like see you win and grow and evolve, you know, watching Alexis in her journey and be there for her and support her. It fills my cup. Sitting here in her home, you know, our friendship really evolved going into COVID. I have this thing. If you go into your photos and just pick 2-3 years ago, just pick a photo.
Yep.
And take a moment to go back to that place, though, and think about where you were at that time.
Oh.
What were you going through at that time? You know what I mean? And I feel like it's like a moment to be grateful and be appreciative of where you've come and how you've grown from that point. Sometimes I'll go back into my photos and I'll look at us like we were both really going through our stuff. Sitting in nature every day, hair looking crazy on FaceTime, just like, you know, contemplating our lives and going through some of the most significant kind of changes of time in our life. Just, you know, our whole family kind of dynamics and structures changing. And coming out of that, she then had to look for a new home. And I just remember that journey, and it makes me happy. And I find it just really fulfilling to sit here with her and be a part of how she's like grown and evolved and where she is with her children and the life, like all that stuff. It just brings me joy in it. And it brings me hope for me or you or anybody else that it's like, yo, you can overcome big shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like we can survive big shit. We can be strong. We can be weak. We could be vulnerable. We could be whatever, but we could also have each other's back and celebrate each other and support each other. And I, you know, if like, we're not here to do that in this lifetime, I just don't like, what are you getting out of life? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's odd though, that you'll hear like sometimes therapists say, how do they phrase it? When you say that it fills you up to make other people happy, they try to say that like, you're running from your own something. Like they make it like it's not okay.
Maybe sometimes. Because sometimes, you know, I definitely have a love and appreciation and grateful for my friends that really know me, because when my cup does get low or maybe I'm not tending to myself like I'm supposed to, I go quiet. Super, super quiet. And I'll like disappear and kind of go into my little shell. And my friends will be like, hey, sis, like where you at? Like answer your phone, like text me, like I just get back.
I've even had mutual friends be like, have you heard from Mary? I'm like, yeah.
I get really bad, but it's kind of like, you know, that Aquarius trait. I go inward and I guess I rely on myself to kind of replenish my own.
You don't want to talk about how people don't show up for you. You don't have to.
For me, there's nothing better than showcasing my joy. Our friends at Frito-Lay know that joy is bold, vivacious, and contagious. Joy gives life flavor, rhythm, and vibes. And when joy takes flight, it can't be contained. It is robust. More than a smile or a laugh, it's an infectious experience. So here's to all the creators that inspire us with your creativity and passion. Let's keep filling the world with joy. And make sure you look out for the My Joy campaign powered by Frito-Lay.
Anyways, out of 17,753 photos, that's the first one.
Is that how many photos you have in your phone?
How do you even
know? How many photos do you have in your phone?
At the bottom, you click albums. You don't want to play this game with me.
I'm just curious.
No. Let's see.
All right. Albums.
Okay. And then we go to what?
You look at where it says recents, and right under recents, it should say a number.
Oh.
Okay, what's your number?
129,784. 128,800. In 86.
I'm out of my league.
What? Dang. What do you have?
84,100.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
Yeah.
Y'all How many favorites y'all be do you doing have? The most?
How many favorites?
3,211. 4,629.
8,200. Places. Where do you see places
what
at?
What do you have for
Under
places?
People and places. Like when you keep scrolling.
People and places.
Oh, okay. Yes.
What do you got?
43,180.
Yep.
42,937.
Yeah, we've been moving around, guys.
35,270.
Yes.
But that's indicative to like how much editing and content.
Of course.
I'm gonna assume we all pay for extra storage.
I spend like maybe $60-$70 a month on storage.
Just storage.
That my furniture can't go into, just my ideas. And photos.
Photos.
$70 a month. Baby.
I didn't know I had all those photos. That's interesting.
When I tell you the things in my life that make me the most sick on how much money I spend a month.
Your Apple Apple charges?
Yes. The way your emails look with your receipts from Apple is some of the nastiest shit I've come
it's
across.
It's disrespectful. Especially when your kids are on your Apple account.
Oh my, they all are on mine too. Do you know how many times I've wanted to dispute something? I'm like, oh no, this ain't us. This can't be us. Yeah. Please don't let it be us.
Oh nah. I should rethink this kids thing, huh?
They're expensive.
You guys had one conversation about children. I don't know if you remember. No, Mary tried to calculate the private school tuition.
That shit will stress you out.
For the entirety of kindergarten to 12 years.
Yeah. And then college. 30. You're definitely spending like $1 million.
In college.
No, but
going.
You didn't even get, you were just talking about the under school years.
Yes.
13 years times 3 kids.
And everyone has an iPhone and a watch.
Okay. I just mean on the education alone.
I'm just saying, like, keep adding all that. Yeah. Yeah.
3 kids. Times
13 years?
I've already spent $1 million.
Investment.
On school.
Yeah.
And they haven't made it to college yet. And when you said that, I realized, wow, what would Mary could have done with her life with extra $1 million?
That's after taxes, babe. That's like $2 million before.
Yeah, you might as well say. Yeah, that's $2 million. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. It is. No.
Kids are hella expensive.
Definitely give it some thought, baby. Yeah. Give it some thought.
Yeah. The husbands ain't all they cracked up to be. The kids are expensive. Maybe being single's not a bad life to live.
I don't know. They wouldn't be in private school without the husband. So
that's,
I can't say
you're right.
That.
That's true, too.
So I can't let's say that.
So maybe no husband, you put him in cheaper school. I don't know. Maybe you don't got to go. Go through these things. No, there's great public and private schools.
Totally, I'm not sure about in Florida, but yes.
Well, yeah, correct. your Florida's got all different kinds of educational
situations going.
Yeah, educational things happening. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. You had to do that. But damn, that's expensive.
Very.
Mary, we're going to give you three questions.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
You have children and won't ask if you like anal sex. I'm just saying they're old enough to really understand and care, so we'll take that out. Mary, would you ever give your partner a hall pass?
As if you caught me on a night when I had enough drinks, you know, possibly, you know what I mean? But honestly, I don't know. I don't really think so.
Why under drinks it change possibly?
Well, because, you know, once you're under the influence, things kind of change, you know? Yeah.
You don't want to get more possessive?
No.
Intoxicated?
No, I don't.
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I do.
Definitely. I mean, I'm still free and fun and you can have a good time.
Yeah, but like, here.
Is it time for us to go? No way I had a couple of drinks and then he could just leave in his free time and just like.
No, you know, by nature, I'm not a really jealous person. I'm not like a possessive person. I'm not like, you know, I feel like maybe if you are and you're drinking, maybe like it enhances that.
Probably. I wouldn't just be that.
I'm one of those people that's out is going to let you do what you want to do. I want to see what you want to do because that tells me where you are. I'm not into like
so
controlling
that sounds like you can give him a hall pass then.
Nah, but if like, you're going to take that hall pass and you're going to ride that out, guess what? I'm probably going to be like, yeah, no, it's really not that serious.
Yeah.
If that's really what your vibe is and that's really what you want to do, that kind of means I'm going to put you in a different category.
Mm-hmm. Would you give your partner a hall pass if it meant you also received a hall pass?
When I'm really with someone, I'm really with someone. Right. I don't have like a desire to have a hall pass to like be with somebody else.
Yeah. I always said that if I'm in love and I'm in a relationship, like I'm not a cheater because I can't like my body doesn't Same crave either. Another.
Yeah, no, it yeah. really doesn't. Right. I'm a connection person. Yeah. I'm not like a one night stand person. Yeah. I'm not like a starstruck person. So it's not like, oh, it's a celebrity. So and so I got to like, you know, that doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't really like relate to that. No.
All right. Not wanting one.
If you're a loyal person by nature mm-hmm. and like you're fulfilled in your relationship and it's where you need it to be still, 100%. I don't think monogamy is common, but I think it's possible.
Got it. I mean, it's not my thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like a hall pass is an opening to mm-hmm. you leaving and walking yeah. out.
What if a partner had infidelity and then you took them back? That's the unwarranted hall pass.
It's really not like that cut and dry. You know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. really not.
But now real life sets in. You've been with somebody for 30 years. He's already cheated on you. You maybe have feelings about this because you've been loyal the whole time. And now here, after 30 years, he says, hey, babe, you have a free week.
Ooh, is that not a hall pass scenario.
That's not a hall pass scenario. To me, hall pass is like, babe, if you just happen to run into Idris Elba one night
ahead,
you guys have obviously never seen the movie Hall Pass. Hall Pass is like a 7-day, you have 7 days away from your partner to do whatever you want to do without getting in trouble, getting repercussions for what
questions
you did.
Asked, but
correct.
When you come back.
Correct. So you guys get to disappear from each other for 7 days. Whatever happens, happens. There are no consequences. It will not have any bearing on our relationships. You have to get your rocks off in any way, shape, or form. If your rocks is not another man, but it's just going to the spa and having a fine young masseuse rub on you, that's your rocks. Like, whatever your version of rocks is, mm-hmm. that's the hall pass. Hall pass isn't like you only get to sleep with a celebrity. It's just 7 free days without any repercussions or problems or fights or whatever from your spouse. I want one at some point in my relationship. Not to go out and cheat. Not to go out and to do whatever.
Just to be off.
But just to be off. Just to know that if I decided I'm not coming home tonight because I want to go stay at a hotel and I don't owe you any explanation, I would be great with that.
But what if you can just be like, I need a day. Leave me alone.
Guys, you shouldn't be in a relationship where you can't have that conversation.
Exactly.
But then could you be in a relationship where you can have this further point of honesty in a conversation?
I'm all for the honesty and open dialogue. But if I have a hall pass.
You think you're doing something with it?
Absolutely.
So I don't, I'd rather not. I don't think I'd rather put myself in that position, you know?
You wouldn't have a worry about your partner. Your worry would be about yourself.
Well, not necessarily.
Who's lasting 7 days and not knowing where they're like,
that's wild.
I don't know. There were like 5 couples in the movie that did it, bitch. Like, yeah, people do it. People are okay.
And how many of the couples stayed together?
I think a couple of them lasted. Some of them didn't, but some of them did.
Yeah.
But I also believe that I don't think that couples healthily stay together for 30, 40, 50 years without being able to figure out what versions of these breaks look like. And I don't mean a breakup in your relationship, mm-hmm. but what time apart looks like, what time with a week vacation with your girlfriends and with my boys looks like. Like, mm-hmm. 7 days apart shouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah.
7 days apart should be healthy, can't wait to see you next week, babe. It shouldn't be. You know, some of us come from trauma relationships where a man has 7 days by himself.
I was about to say,
well, and you're also like a person, I've heard you already say that you're a person that doesn't mind long distance relationships, yeah. and has been in them. I've been in like relationships that were long distance or required a lot of travel. So 7 days apart is nothing like new to me.
Yeah,
it's not, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I agree. Same here.
Does that mean that I think that you're out there on a hall pass for 7 days? No.
Absolutely. But if I entered it knowing you were on a hall pass, it might not be the same easy 7 days.
Yeah.
Right? It wouldn't be the same. That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think there's a point in your relationship, especially like if you've been together that long, where this just turns into companionship. We've agreed to stay together. Mm-hmm. We don't want to grow old alone.
Yeah.
We built this life together, but it's tough to like really answer that question.
I worked for a family who was like this. Mm-hmm. It was an older Jewish couple. Mm-hmm. And he would go away for 1 week every summer on no questions asked. They're happy as shit.
I know another family that the wife goes away for a month and writes and but it's a tap in a little bit, you know, it's not just like an off the grid type thing. But I feel like this is not for me. Like, it's just my feelings get too involved. My mind is wandering. I don't like who I am when I'm like that, because I have been cheated on, you know? And so I'm like, I don't like how that feels. I don't like what it did to me. And then at this point now, it's the get back too. Now I'm like, oh, really? That's what, you know, like, so I have a different energy when it comes to that. Yeah. I'm like,
We asked this question at a Dear Young Queen dinner, the very, very first one. And we sat in that room and a lot of women said no. And there was only one woman who said yes, she would give her partner a hall pass. That is also the one woman since that dinner who has gotten engaged and married. So I asked her the question again.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're married, would you give your husband a hall pass? And she said, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not that cut and dry.
When she was single, she was like, yeah, whatever. I don't really care, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then she found her husband and fell in love and was like, hell no.
Got it.
It's, you get what like I'm saying?
She wasn't dating him at the time.
It She was just like out here, whatever.
Got it.
Living life, meeting men, this, that, and the third. When it was her person, she was like, nope. But she was fine with it when it was just.
And that's why I say, like, if this is your person, there's a different level of feelings there. When it's like, if you've been in a long relationship and the relationship has started to deteriorate in that way and you're not feeling that person more companion, then I could see why somebody would answer that yes and go into that lifestyle and be okay with it. Yes.
Interesting. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's like, but if you've maintained a relationship or a marriage for 20 years and you still are feeling like this is my person, no. But if my person is asking for a hall pass, then I got a question if you're still my person.
I agree.
You know, like,
I feel that kind of way too.
But I think as you get older and you mature too, your standards are different. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, at this point in my life, if that's your vibe and your energy, I don't got time for that. Go ahead. Yeah. You know, do your thing.
I'm like a hard, firm no on my hall pass because I just feel, like I said earlier, that opens a door and unlocks.
Yeah.
What else could come from it?
That's not the beginning and the end.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mary.
Yeah.
Would you rather have more time or more money?
More time.
Would you want to live forever?
I mean, if I'm healthy, yeah, why not?
I wouldn't.
Me either.
Yeah,
you lose everyone around you.
Oh, like just me. It's not like we're all living like forever as like a whole. Yeah, no, hell no. That's going to get lonely. I don't want to outlive my kids and like all that.
It doesn't buy more time for everyone in our lives. Time, it just buys more time for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, when you put it that way, hell no.
When you think about it, time gives you more time here, but doesn't give you more time with your loved ones. Money gives you more money, but if I disappear tomorrow, exactly. What does it matter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, it's like time sounds like the right answer, you should say. But I think about it, I don't want more time here by myself.
Yeah.
I only want it if everybody gets to stay with me. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are complex questions.
They're hard. That's why I ask them. That's why I'm curious to know. Last question for you, Mary. You are out at a restaurant and you notice that your best friend's partner is out cheating on her. Do you tell her?
Yeah.
That's how you handle it. Do you pick up the phone? Like, what do you do?
I think I would take a picture or a video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to assume this is a close friend.
Yeah, of course.
Because if I'm calling some of my friend, usually it's.
Yeah, definitely.
It's because they're a close friend.
Yeah.
I would take a picture or video just so I had concrete proof, because I know as women, we need concrete proof.
Man. True. That's true.
We definitely need some concrete proof. And then I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Alexis, you're out and you see a friend's man is cheating on her.
I have done this, by the way.
And what did you do?
Told them.
You just texted your, did you get proof or no?
No.
You just told them.
Mm-hmm.
How did they receive it?
They didn't at first. They didn't at first, but everyone's relationship dynamic is different. And so I can only give so much, you know, and then I have to let you do whatever you want to do with that.
Yeah. Did you wait till like you got home? You did it in the spot? Like how
wait
did
till
you...
I got home. Because I
did wait.
Yeah, it didn't ruin my night.
Interesting.
Yeah, but he saw me. So you know what I mean? Yeah.
I work from that. I see you and you see me here. I actually don't have anything to say to my homegirl. I have something to say to you because I see you here.
And I've done that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm walking right up to the table. Hey, David, how are you? Where's Mary? Does she know you're here?
I'm not doing that, though.
It's not my job to tell her what he's doing. It's his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does she know you're here? Should I have a conversation or do you? And let him decide how this message is going to get relayed back to her. Because you're right. A lot of times when it just comes from us, it doesn't necessarily
I definitely don't have a problem doing that. But there's definitely going to be a timeline on that.
What you mean?
Like, I definitely don't have a problem with letting him know that I see him. I'm going to say, how do you want to handle this?
How do you want to handle this?
Are you going to tell her? You want me to tell her? Yeah. But if you haven't told her by tomorrow or day two, I'm going to let her know. Cool. Either way, I'm letting her know. It might be 2 days and I'll be like, oh, did David tell you I saw him 2 nights ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And
that's
what I mean? Like, that's how that's conversation.
Perfect.
Goes. Yeah.
And you're not holding it from her? I feel like that's still, you're holding your girl down without running the risk of her not believing you.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I'm not going to ruin my night, but I'm there. I happen to be there. But I always feel like alignment is real. I'm in this place for a reason.
Exactly.
So, you know, it'll be like I walk to the bathroom a little slower than usual.
You let him see you.
Oh, 100%. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was like.
To me, that's similar to saying something.
But I'm not going up to the situation because I'm not equipped for that because I don't know what will come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just...
crazy these days. Yeah. You know, this bitch about to get up at the table and be like, fight you. You ready to fight either way? You're like, we throwing hands at this table on behalf of my homegirl.
You mean nothing to me. You could get up and act a stone cold fool if you want. I can have a conversation with this man that I considered my brother.
But this energy is so interesting because I feel like us women, we have so much pressure on us to do that. Whereas how many men...
Baby,
how many men?
They would turn an eye like they never even
saw. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They would, the man would turn a blind eye to your man out.
Yeah, your man will be like, yo, we're going to go to dinner with so-and-so, but don't trip because, you know, he guy's ugly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, you know, like, yeah, it goes down like that. It's not even like a blind eye. It's hey, we're going to be sitting at the table with them. Okay.
Just so you know.
Shady.
Okay. So nasty. So nasty, but that's the difference in men and women.
100%.
Totally. 100%. But honestly, Mary, thank you for not being scared of any of those questions and taking them on. We kept it classy here today. But when these cameras stop rolling, I do want to know your least favorite sexual position, okay? All right, guys. No, Mary, honestly, thank you so much for coming, sitting down with us, chit-chatting with us. We're grateful. We're thankful.
Well, I'm grateful.
And now we're going to send you back to the other side of the camera. And we hope you keep supporting.
Of course. I'm going to support you guys forever, forever, ever.
Forever.
Can we get back to the quiet storm voices?
We're going to end it off like this.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies.
No problem. Mary, listen, if you ever need anything, please reach out to your friends. We want to make sure that we're showing up for you as much as you show up for us. And we're out.
Peace, love,
and good night.
People always ask me what defines a queen. It's not just about the crown. It's about that inner spark, that unmistakable ding of confidence that radiates from within. Confidence is not, I hope they will like me. Confidence is, I'll be fine if they don't. It's that unshakable belief that you're fine just as you are, whether they like you or not. Orbit Gum is here to celebrate queens who wear their confidence with pride. We call it that ding. In a world that often tells confident women to tone it down, we say nonsense. At Dear Young Queen, we encourage you to unleash your confidence because you've got that ding inside of you, and it's contagious. Orbit, making people feel fresher and more confident through chewing. Confidence is contagious. Do what makes you ding.